Now, I was talking, you know, my day off yesterday. I was going to come.
Yes,
in
I know. We noticed that. Yeah,
I didn't. And I was talking to Mrs. Keene, and she's like asking these questions, and I'm asking her questions. I said, you know, the only one with any expertise on this is Greg Giroux.
Yep.
Who owns the nation's high ground?
He does.
On where we head for the first Tuesday of November. Greg Giroux joins us now with Bloomberg Government. Greg, I'm absolutely fascinated by the makeup of President Biden's support. There he was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner running for re-election, making the jokes, and the audience is hugely like in support of the president. We all know the drill. But who supports him? Is he supported county to county by liberals? Is it the disaffected suburbans? Who supports Joe?
Well, I think maybe his the coalition will have to stitch together again in 2024 will look a lot like, you know, what he won in 2020, particularly if Donald Trump is his opponent. I think the how much support he gets from certain groups may depend on who his Republican opponent is. If it is Donald Trump again, I think we'll see Trump do well in rural areas, but Biden continuing to build on Republican weaknesses in kind of well-educated suburbs. I think those will be some key areas. And I think many of the same states that were
right.
decided the 2020 election will again decide the 2024 election.
Who's Gary Peters of Michigan?
Gary Peters is the chairman of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the DSCC, one of many acronyms here in Washington, and he is leading the Senate Campaign Committee effort to defend his party's narrow 51-49 majority, which won't be easy because the Democrats are defending more than twice as many seats in the 2024 election as Republicans.
So what is the feeling within the Democratic Party as to just Congress in general? You mentioned the razor thin margin in the Senate, they're the minority in the House. You know, you had the midterm elections kind of broke the Democrats' way a little bit here. What's the expectations for 24?
Yeah, it's going to be a much different year because it'll coincide with a presidential election year that's going to drive turnout. There'll be a lot more people voting in these Senate elections in 2024 than in 2022 because of that presidential election. And I think what's very interesting about the map is that I think the top focus will be on the three states that Donald Trump won easily in 2020, where Democrats are defending Senate seats. West Virginia with Joe Manchin, Montana with John Tester, and Ohio with Sherrod Brown. Those are the three states to watch. Republicans are going to nationalize that election around opposition to Joe Biden, make it a referendum on him. Democrats are going to try and localize it. One thing Gary Peters told my colleague Zach Cohen is that even if you're running for federal office, always think that you're running for mayor.
Right. So how are the Republicans going to incorporate, you know, former President Trump and his constituency in 2024 and some of those Senate races?
Yeah, I asked Steve Daines, the Montana Republican who's heading the Senate Republican campaign organization, about the Trump effect, and he said Trump will be a very good candidate for us in those three states I just mentioned, West Virginia, Montana, and Ohio. I think he's probably more problematic in the states that Biden won narrowly, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Pennsylvania. But, I mean, there's no doubt that Trump is a great turnout motivator for conservative Republicans, but he's also a great turnout motivator for Democrats opposed to Republicans.
I look, Paul, at the turnout. 2020, huge election, 67% showed up. That was highest turnout since time began. And in 2022, it was 45%, from 66% down to 45% as well. Greg, I've seen some chat, I guess is how I'd call it, chat GPT. Can you imagine Greg Giroux GPT?
Oh, my goodness.
It'd be like amazing. Greg, and it's like Republicans want to limit voting on college campuses. I mean, besides it sounds un-American, how does a guy like you, expert on this, react to that?
Yeah, I mean, you look under the hood at how certain states vote, and if you look at, like, say, this Wisconsin Supreme Court election we had a few weeks ago, one reason why the candidate preferred by Democrats and liberals prevailed was there was an overwhelming turnout in, you know, Dane County, where the University of Wisconsin is, you know, college campuses. And yeah, I mean, you see these efforts to you know, kind of change voting rules and make it harder for some areas to vote.
Is there a history of that? Is there a history of saying to the kids, you've got to, you know, pass by three bars on your way to vote? You know, not that that would diminish things, but
I'm not familiar with any long history on that, but certainly the college campuses vote in 2024 will be something to watch very closely.
Do guys like you, Vice President Harris, elegant at the White House dinner, do guys like you just assume she's the running mate? I mean, he made clear she was.
Yeah, she will be. I mean, if he somehow dropped a vice presidential nominee, which you know hasn't happened in decades and decades, that would send that would not send any message of confidence to I think the Democratic base. So Vice President Harris will run with President Biden.
Ron DeSantis, how do we think about him these days?
That trip was successful.
Yeah, I mean he's had a. I think it's pretty clear that he's had a rough few weeks there. He really has no surrogates fighting back against him because Donald Trump has been beating him up quite a bit. And he hasn't, DeSantis hasn't formally announced his presidential campaign. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, we haven't really seen him go toe to toe with Donald Trump yet. And if and when he enters the race, which could be in a few weeks, we'll see if he can recover.
Greg Giroux, thank you so much. Greatly, greatly appreciated.